You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back into your latest episode of Locked On Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's always your host, Evan Setter, and joined by Anthony Smith of Coast to Coast Scouting, as we're here to talk through the Colts' miraculous comeback victory over the lowly Bengals. We talked through it all last week as well, Anthony. We thought this game might be a similar outcome to what we might have expected from the Jets game, but anything but that to start this game off. The Colts actually trailed 21-0 at the beginning of the second quarter after the Bengals scored on another touchdown drive to open up this game. What was your immediate assessment, Anthony, when the Colts were trailing 21-0 to start the second quarter? I mean, from my point of view, I just thought this might be one, if not the worst loss of the Frank Wright era, if not the worst, it's one of them. But somehow, some way to fall back into this one. But what was your thoughts when they're that horrible, just like first 20 minutes of that game? What was your thoughts going through that?
Yeah, it was obviously really, really discouraging to start the game. I mean, they had that nice screen pass to start with Jonathan Taylor, and then as soon as Doyle fumbled, you kind of just got the feeling that, you know, this is going to be one of those games that's a little bit ugly, a little bit sloppy. So definitely don't, you know, want to get down 21-0, especially at home against, you know, a rookie quarterback and a team that only has one win. So a little bit disappointing to start, but I mean, they closed strong and got the W, so that's what matters.
Yeah, absolutely. That 31-6 win they closed out the game with, being the Bengals 31-27, and a win where Phillip Rivers really proved a lot of doubters wrong. And I know many on our show have talked about this. I've even talked about this, how Rivers really hasn't proven so far that he can win a game with his arm just yet. We saw in Jacksonville he tried to do that, but those two key turnovers he had in week one cost him that game as well. Cleveland, the same thing, where 9 points went directly from Rivers' turnovers there. But in this one, Anthony, they put the ball in Rivers' hands. Frank Reich said, it's time for you to go win us this game, down 21. And he absolutely did that. 371 yards passing, three touchdowns. Absolutely magnificent in the second quarter there. I think he had 232 yards passing and three touchdowns in the second quarter alone there. What was your assessment of really the first true breakout game for Phil so far as a Colt?
Yeah, this was a fun one to watch. I mean, I think, you know, old Rivers is not done, you know, just yet. I mean, it's clear that the arm strength, you know, isn't, you know, in the top tier, or maybe even the top couple tiers of passers, but I mean, still has enough, you know, to get the job done. Some really nice passes. And I think this showed, you know, that the team should really be looking to throw in order to run, not run in order to throw. I mean, I don't know if I love the 44 attempt from Rivers. Maybe 40 or less would be great, but when they're seeming to throw and opening up that offense, we've seen what Rivers can do, you know, when he's given some time, and obviously the offensive line is keeping him upright. So it was really impressive from Rivers to see. Good to see, you know, him silence the naysayers a little bit after a pretty poor game.
Yeah, it really was a rough few weeks for Phillip Rivers, but he definitely went and had a massive bounce back game for the bye week, where it's very much necessary, where we heard actually talks from fans and about whether they should bench Phillip Rivers or not. It's been just a rough couple weeks there, but I think Rivers definitely silenced those critics and put together arguably his best game of the year so far as the Colts quarterback. But let's hit on as well another key to this offense so far, one that came out of nowhere really, and he's consistently just made a couple big plays here and there all the last couple weeks, Anthony, and he actually finally got a 53-man roster spot, earning that role and Phillip Rivers' trust, I believe. He probably really levied for him to be promoted to the 53-man roster. That's Marcus Johnson, who had another great game yesterday. Led the team in targets with 8 targets. He had 5 receptions for 108 yards because he had a 55-yard bomb that almost got a touchdown in the early part of that game to kick off that momentum for the Colts offense, and they're down 21-0. What can you say about Marcus Johnson? Is he the 2020 version of Zach Pascal now, where we saw Pascal this past year, Anthony, really break out in the scene?
Yeah, can't say enough about Marcus Johnson and, you know, the role that he's played. Seems like in every single game, I mean, he has a play that goes for 25, 30 yards minimum. I mean, just his speed, his route running, he has really sure hands, and his ability to stretch the ball deep. I remember he had, I believe it was against Tampa Bay last year, he had another similar really, really deep pass from Toby, and kind of a similar thing we saw in that long bomb from Rivers. Just, you know, he's fast enough to beat some of these guys, you know, on the outside. And I think he's a guy that we'll see with the injuries especially, but even without injuries, you know, we might be getting a Michael Pittman Jr. back soon. He's a guy that should factor into this offense with his reliability, and I think Rivers trusts him.
Let's hit on another guy, and unfortunately for those out there, we saw number 12 on the field for the Colts, but it was DeMichael Harris instead of course, Andrew Luck now, the former Colts quarterback. But I have to say, Anthony, getting promoted from the practice squad this week and seeing the way he kind of played that Paris Campbell role, I think DeMichael Harris might be the best bet to be the Paris Campbell light of this Colts team if Campbell is signed for the rest of the year. What do you think about DeMichael Harris in his debut where he had 3 receptions for 29 yards, caught all of his targets? Really seemed like he was a very valuable piece or as far as really reliable as well.
Yeah, he, you know, of course, first things first, it's obviously weird to see a wide receiver wearing number 12 or anybody wearing number 12, you know. So that was weird to see for sure. I mean, he's a great athlete. You could see it from, you know, his first or second touch. He almost broke one, it looked like, for a touchdown, just barely got caught from behind before he broke through the hole. And, I mean, it's great to have fast athletes on the field. When you see, you know, guys like Mo Alie-Cox and Doyle, you know, doing some things over the middle, having a guy like DeMichael Harris that's so fast and you see that game-breaking speed, he seems like a guy that if you manufacture, you know, a couple touches per game, he should be able to break one for a big play every now and then.
What do you think about Trey Burton's usage to the front of his offense, Anthony? Since he came back against the Browns, he was very heavily fed in that game. I think he had 5 receptions on 6 targets. This game against the Bengals, he has 4 for 58 and a touchdown on 5 targets. He also had that wildcat run in from the 1-yard line for a touchdown. It seems apparent at this point, we heard about all throughout the preseason, throughout that time for the season started, that this staff loves Trey Burton and Philip Rivers really loves Trey Burton too. And it's kind of really showing itself the last couple of weeks with him back now, where he really is a focal point of this tight end room.
Yeah, I think we're seeing why Frank Reich was so excited to have him on board. I mean, we're seeing kind of the plan, I think, that Reich and Sirianni envisioned when they signed him. And that's, you know, some manufactured plays, some creative plays, love the wildcat play, you know, in the goal line package. He's a guy that, you know, similar to Eric Ebron, you know, the last couple of years, is a dynamic athlete, a bit of a mismatch at tight end. So as long as he stays healthy, you know, he was a factor, of course, with Mo Alie-Cox out. If he can stay healthy and stay on the field, I think he should be a factor for sure for the rest of the season.
Last thing on the offense here, Anthony, before we go on to the defense, how worried are you about this rushing attack? Another poor game. I know they're down 21-0, so they really had to abandon the run a little bit to get back in this game at Philip Rivers' arm. But I'm getting a little bit worried about this offensive line and the run blocking so far this year, because Jonathan Taylor is getting the runs when he can. But for some reason, this offensive line has regressed this year as far as being in that category of being an elite rushing attack.
Yeah, there's things as far as the rushing tech that is a little concerning. Like you mentioned, the offensive line, seeing they're not quite dominating like they were. It seems like the best plays are, you know, when you get the guards out in space, when you have Quentin Nelson, you know, pulling and demolishing guys out in open space. But in between the tackles, hasn't been as great, you know, as we would like to see. But I think it's important to remember, of course, that Marlon Mack, you know, is out for the season, and he's a guy that, you know, understands, you know, run fits and how to, you know, break down the defense a little bit better than a guy like Jonathan Taylor does in his rookie season. So it's definitely been a little bit concerning. I think they need to – Frank Reich and the offensive staff needs to work on their versatility and their creativity a little bit. Feels like, you know, whenever Jonathan Taylor's in the game, you know he's going to run. You know, on third down, Nyheim Hines might be catching the ball, so – I liked the passes that they had with the running backs. I think that's going to help in the long term if they get them involved there a little bit more. But I think we should be seeing some big plays coming, you know, down the pipe sooner or later. But definitely a little bit of a concern. But as long as, you know, this passing, you know, stays as impressive as it was, I think the game should improve.
Let's hit on this defense now, Anthony. And before we get into the overall individual assessments of some guys in this defense, a rough start again in the first half for this Colts defense, allowing 21 points in the first 16 minutes of this game. Really buckled down after that point, only landed 6 the rest of the way, though. What was your overall opinion of how this Colts defense played on Sunday against Joe Burrow and the Bengals? It can be awkward or embarrassing to talk about erectile dysfunction. Usually we brush it off or blame ourselves. But Roman is here to get you the advice you want and the help you need with no shame. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation of ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan and if medication is appropriate, Rona should be real medicine with a free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/LockedOn and complete an online visit now. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to talk about, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it ASAP. Just go to GetRoman.com/LockedOn to get $50 off your first month of ED treatment and a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOn for the $50 off your first month of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/LockedOn.
Yeah, it was, a tale of two halves. I mean, that first half, when they're down so big, you see that Joe Burrow is just absolutely shredding that zone defense. And I feel like we've seen that, ever since Matt Eberflus took over this defensive coordinator position is when you have quarterbacks, you know, they're really talented, really accurate, and can get the ball out quick. They do tend to eat up the defense a little bit in that zone coverage. I'd love to see more blitzes, though. Joe Burrow had been hit a ton coming into this game. And even though, you know, guys like Justin Houston and DeForest Buckner, of course, can get pressure, I would love to see some more blitzing, a little bit more creativity on the defensive side as far as, you know, getting to the quarterback.
Julian Blackman, our guy, Anthony, he closed this game out for the Colts on Sunday, getting that interception when the Bengals were driving down the field. If the Bengals got a touchdown there, of course, they would have beat this Colts team and really sent them maybe into a tailspin at 3-3 under their bye week. But Julian Blackman, the playmaker, closes the deal there with his interception, jumps in front of the route, and closes that game out. What can you say about Julian Blackman at this point, Anthony? If it's him making an interception, making a pass deflection, or making an elite tackle in space all by himself, this guy looks like the real deal. And PFF even has him as the number one safety in the NFL right now, a top 10 graded safety in the NFL as well. I think Chris Bauer, we hit on this a couple weeks ago as well too, Anthony, when he really had that breakout against the Bears, that I think we might have a star safety on our hands here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, Julian Blackman is absolutely fantastic. He's looking like a home run pick. And this is something I tweeted out on Sunday, is that, you know, this safety duo really of Blackman and Kari Willis is fantastic. You know, you lose Clayton Gethers, and then, of course, Malik Hooker, excellent, really talented safety, goes down with injury. It feels like this secondary group is still belling. You know, they're still making plays, you know, great tackles in the open field. And it's impressive to see what Julian Blackman is doing for such a young guy coming off injury, you know, no training camp and all of that, to see how quickly he's picked up, you know, this defense and his reads and things. He seems like a guy that's going to be a factor and really be a captain for that defense, along with, you know, some of the other really talented players there.
How fun is it to watch Julian Blackman play football, Anthony? I know it's just like a simple question there, but I feel like already he's becoming one of the biggest fan favorites already through 5 career games so far on the defensive side. I mean, of course, you have Darius Leonard, Kenny Moore out there, DeForest Buckner via trade, just acquired him. But I think Julian Blackman already through 5 games is proven to be maybe a really cornerstone piece of this defense with guys like Leonard, Moore, Buckner, Okereke. Maybe you can add Julian Blackman to that list now.
Yeah, absolutely. He's so fun to watch. I mean, he plays the right way, honestly. He doesn't make, you know, boneheaded plays. He's great, excellent tackler on the field, you know, very, very similar to Kenny Moore, which you love to see when some of these guys get out in the open against this defense. And so he dived, you know, he's still learning this game and, you know, acclimating to the pros. And so to see that he's playing so well, you know, under all of these circumstances, it's absolutely excellent to see. And I think he's only going to continue to improve. He seemed like potentially even the best pick in the draft for the Colts.
Let's go on to DeForest Buckner, who now every single weekend he's making an impact one way or another. He had 4 quarterback hits against Joe Burrow yesterday. He chipped in as well, a couple of impressive tackles in space. I think Giovanni Bernard on that screen pass, he really ran him down and shows the freak athlete he is at 6'7", 300-plus pounds. For a guy, Defoe now, I mean, I just looked at his stats compared to Aaron Donald so far throughout the year. Defoe and Aaron Donald have the exact same amount of quarterback hits so far this year. It really shows you the impact he's making outside of San Francisco. Many question if Buckner could be that true guy without Bosa next to him, Armstead, and the rest of those guys in San Francisco. But Buckner's proven Chris Bauer right so far, Anthony. This guy is a true superstar in the middle of that defense.
Absolutely. Well worth the 13th pick overall. I mean, you can see he just toys with these offensive linemen, you know, almost on every single play. It looks like, you know, he's absolutely demolishing guys with his blend of speed and power. It's incredible to see. And he's really changed, you know, this defensive line. We're seeing impacts all over the line because, you know, these offensive lines and coordinators are having a scheme to to cover DeForest Buckner. And so, you know, his play only elevates the play of everybody else on that defensive line, and the linebackers and everything makes their job easy. Absolutely excellent trade, you know, through the first few games of this season. And he's still just 26 years old, I believe. So the fact that he's going to be a Colt, you know, for a long time to come is really exciting.
After the bye week, Anthony, the Colts expect to get back Darius Leonard from his groin injury. He was listed as doubtful this week, even though Leonard said he could be able to go on Sunday. I think from all indications there, he is going to be back for the Colts after the bye week. Kamoka Touré still up in the air at this point, but if he will start against Detroit or not. But how impactful those two guys will be, especially Leonard and Touré, once they're back from injury, if they both are back to Detroit for that tough stretch in November?
Yeah, this is going to be honestly one of the biggest factors, you know, going into the second half of the season, it feels like. I mean, we know, you know, Leonard coming back, he's immediately going to step in and contribute, you know, like usual. But if Touré can get back, you know, to those flashes that we saw, you know, before the injury last season, he was absolutely demolishing. He looked like he had really blossomed and finally put everything together, you know, training with Robert Mathis in the off season and all of that. So if Touré can come back, especially, and contribute, you know, in a rotational role, with these other pass rushers, Justin Houston and everybody, I think it's going to be really dangerous, you know, piece to add to an already really talented and, impressive defense so far.
This is, I think, a small factor in the Colts' success. So far. I mean, I wouldn't even say small. It's probably the wrong way to put it. But the difference between the kicking game from 2019 to 2020, going from Adam Vinatieri to Rodrigo Blankenship, all throughout last year, Anthony had to worry about if that kick was going to go in, whether it'd be an extra point or even a chip shot with Vinatieri on his last legs in 2019. But in 2020, outside of that rough week in week one where he missed that 40-yard kick, Rodrigo Blankenship's been darn near perfect, Anthony. What's been your assessment of the rookie so far out of Georgia, where he seems like he could really be a stud kicker for the Colts for the next decade plus?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always going to be tough to replace a guy like Adam Vinatieri, you know, a legend, probably the best kicker ever. But Hot Rod has really stepped in. You can see that his confidence is growing each and every week. He nailed another 40-yarder against the Bengals. And really, you can see that he's starting to feel like a guy that you can, you know, put out there with the game on the line, or if there's, you know, big kicks, big conversions needed. The kicking game has been impressive. It's been, you know, great to not have to worry about losing, you know, every game by just a couple points, you know, because of missed field goals and things like that. So to be able to get an undrafted rookie like that, you know, they went out and sought him and got him in the locker room. I think it's just another great steal by Chris Ballard.
Anthony, let's close here on the Colts and their 4-2 record for the first 6 weeks. What would you give like a letter grade to them so far? I mean, factoring in the offense, the special teams improvement, the defense really taking a leap this year with Buckner on board. What's your overall opinion of what this Colts team is so far this season? Colts fans, Built Bar is back. It's the best tasting protein bar ever. It's even more delicious. They've added 6 new flavors to the original 12 to give you a really endless amount of options that will tide you over throughout the day. They're covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. The Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy as well. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for a keto diet. For example, the coconut almond has 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, and only 5 grams of sugar and 5 grams of net carbs. A really, really high tasting snack for you that'll keep you going throughout the day. Built Bar also has this a free cooler while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. You get 20% off your next order of Built Bars. Use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. For 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Again, that's BuiltBar.com. BuiltBar.com.
I tend to be a little bit harsh, I feel. So I honestly probably say around a B minus or so. Defense has been lights out and has been really impressive. There's still some shortcomings there. We've seen, you know, that the defense allows guys to get going and really carve them up, you know, here and then. But the offense has been pretty concerning. I mean, if things can continue, you know, like they did against the Bengals, who have some talented players in their own right, if things continue, you know, along that path, I think things will be fine. But I'm really hoping to see this run game pick up. And of course, you know, with the injuries on offense to this wide receiver group, if we can get Michael Pittman Jr. back, Marcus Johnson continues to make plays, I think we'll see this offense start to rebound. But I feel like I can't give them more than a B, or and it's just because this offense is not going to be able to keep up with, you know, some of these teams in the playoffs. What we've seen, you know, on average through these first few weeks. But still, you know, a long season to go. I think Reich has been holding back a little bit. It seems like his confidence is growing as well. So I'm optimistic for the future. But right now, I feel like they've underachieved at least a little bit.
I agree with you. I'd probably give him a solid B there. I think just a defense taking a leap that really helped out with the offense being a little inconsistent for the past month or plus, but finally seeing that Rivers breakout game really gave me some confidence as far as maybe the Colts are figuring this thing out on offense. Use a lot more tempo with Rivers. Seems like he's a lot more comfortable in that setting. And as well, get John Taylor more involved, like you mentioned. There has to happen moving forward through the rest of the season. The offensive line has to improve. The special teams improvement as well has been very notable from last year. Like I mentioned, going from Vinatieri to Blankenship has been very awesome to see just the upgrade that even a rookie's providing over a legend like that from last year, Vinatieri to Blankenship. But let me ask you this, Anthony, before I let you go. This November stretch for this Colts team, the Colts, like I mentioned, are currently 4-2 heading into their bye week. After that, though, their next five games, at the Lions, home against the Ravens, at the Titans on Thursday Night Football, short week, home against the Packers, and then home against the Titans again. That November stretch, Anthony, I feel like it's going to really tell us if this Colts team is a pretender or a contender. What do you think about that stretch?
Yeah, I mean, the schedule definitely gets harder. I mean, they've got to take care of business first and foremost. You know, can't go out and lay a dud against, you know, what has been a competitive Detroit Lions team. So definitely got to get that win. And then I don't know if anybody's necessarily going to go out on a limb and expect, you know, this Colts team to go out and beat the Ravens necessarily. So, you know, even if you want to chalk that one up as a loss, I think they've got to split with the Titans. We've seen the Titans have looked really, really good. Derrick Henry is an absolute freight train, and seems, you know, like he can't be stopped. So if they can stay, you know, competitive with the Titans in those two big games, you know, in a few game stretch, I think that's going to be really important. If they can split there, I think they'll be okay. You know, as long as, like I said, this offense can continue to improve and keep things clicking.
We'll talk all throughout this Colts team throughout this bye week on the show on Locked On Colts, where 4-2, they really honestly should be 6-0 with the way they play. Mistakes really have cost them in week one against Jacksonville and Cleveland as well. Who knows how the ball bounces in the second half of the season, but it's going to be a very important November stretch coming up here. But Anthony, I really appreciate coming on, man. You guys can go follow him on Twitter if you're not already at @Ant_TheOreo, and go read his work as well over at Coast to Coast Scouting at CC Scouting on Twitter. Anthony, appreciate the time, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.